Proclamation number 1826, dated the February 24, 1941.
Spirituelle explanation forza eruption. Service in the light.
In order to make the spiritual substance feel its banishment, it must become aware of both its own state of restraint as well as the freedom of will. It must experience the first as pain and regard the other as worth striving for. Then it will always participate to release itself from the first state in order to attain freedom of will. So the beings of light must transmit the latter to works of creation whose spiritual substance still lingers in darkness. These must find the ray of light agreeable and constantly desire more. Hence, it must want to ascend to where there is an abundance of light. However, every emanation of light is the result of helpful activity, that is, in some form or other the activity of being of service must come first before emanations of light can happen on a regular basis. Although every external form is exposed to the emanation of light, yet the entirely hardened spirit turns away from it and takes an infinitely long time before it opens itself to the light, i.e., until it allows itself to be affected by it. But then the desire for it will burst through with elementary power. Then everything that previously was down below will push towards the surface and strive for light, and the spiritual substance desiring it will be released from its long captivity through eruptions and will continue its process of development in a different external form. And such a powerful eruption is approaching the earth, whose bound spiritual beings long for liberation, for light and helpful activity. And the spiritual substance languishing down below in darkness especially strives upwards when the spiritual beings on earth fail to make use of the abundance of light it receives and effectively ignores it. Then the immature spiritual substances will seek to acquire this abundance of light and strive for it with elementary power, which manifests itself through natural disasters and creates fundamental changes with regards to spiritual currents. For then the spiritual substance, having reached the earth's surface, will detect every spiritual current to a large extent and will therefore withdraw spiritual strength from already higher developed beings which disregard this strength and make no use of it, which often signifies these beings' physical death on earth. The immature spiritual substance avails itself of spiritual strength by considerably changing its external form, that is, by having provided access for the light. From then on this spiritual substance can continue its process of development on earth, thus freely strive towards the light. It only must use the strength at its disposal through helpful activity. However, once the longing for light is awakened in the spiritual substance, it will no longer resist being of service in some way or other, for it experiences this activity as a means of receiving more light and at the same time feels the loosening chain of its external form. And although the process of development now corresponds to the law of compulsion, the being is nevertheless willing to take it. Its own will, albeit inhibited, concurs with divine will. Amen.